There was a moment back in 2008 that changed the life of Gladys Leakes.
A whole nother world appears that you never knew.
Like many Americans, the 65-year-old Antioch grandmother was amazed at the prospect of a black president.
That's at the time, that's all it was. Get a vote. Get somebody to vote. Register to vote.
For Gladys, getting others to vote was important because doing it by herself was impossible.
I've had that problem all my life.
You see, Gladys couldn't read the ballot.
It sounded out spell.
And admitting it would be the hardest thing she's ever done.
If you can't read or spell something, you're considered dumb. And there is a stigma there.
But all this time, she had no idea she was suffering from dyslexia.
I went to 13 different grammar schools, and I thought that was the reason why I never stayed in a school long enough.
It was a deep secret she kept to herself as a way to avoid embarrassment.
Reading, where you sit in a circle, you read this part, Gladys, you read this part, read that part. When mine came, I would have a coughing attack. I wasn't in a place long enough where they could detect it. And not only that, I had become skilled enough to avoid the situations that would let anybody detect it.
And the pictures she relied on were no match to the words we all depend on, but take for granted.
I hate sour cream. Cottage cheese, I like. But cottage cheese and sour cream look alike. The only difference, you have to read the top. So a lot of times I would get home and have sour cream. But from the embarrassment of going back saying I grabbed the wrong thing, I never did. I just threw it away.
But that would begin to change the day she convinced a friend to register to vote.
She'd say, if he wins the primary, I will register to vote. If you join Weight Watchers. Well, I didn't think I had a problem. But if that's the only way I can get a vote, I'll join Weight Watchers.
She lost 104 pounds and enjoyed the challenge so much.
I wanted to work for Weight Watchers. In order to work for Weight Watchers, I didn't know that you have to read.
Her oldest son, who is now a doctor, convinced her to join Project Second Chance at the Contra Costa County Library.
The hardest thing for anybody to do is to walk through the doors and sit down in front of another adult and say, somebody told me to come here that you could help me maybe learn how to read.
At 67 years old, she finally learned about her disability.
They estimate that up to 17% of the population has a learning disability like dyslexia.
Laura Seaholm is the program manager for Project Second Chance.
Well, while people think it's a badge of shame, it doesn't have to be. Incredibly successful people have overcome this.
Her team of volunteers has changed the lives of more than 5,000 adults, including Gladys.
This program opened up a world of a dream that I'd given up on at 67.
It's just one of the reasons the Contra Costa County Library recently received the country's highest honor, the National Medal for Museum and Library Service.
The Contra Costa County Library.
And there to accept the award at the White House.
Gladys Leakes. Gladys never stops learning, never gives up.
Wow. I looked up, I said, you love me that much? Really?
At age 67, she learned to read.
She's such a great representative of how libraries do and can impact a life forever.
Gladys is now 69 and reading to her grandchildren. She was hired by Weight Watchers, but the most rewarding part of her journey came during that recent trip to Washington, D.C., when she visited the memorial honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Huge, beautiful monument, but I was able to read the inscriptions and the words. I have a dream. It's speaking of me. It was talking to me. America. I am America.
With a Spotlight 810 report, I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.